This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Laboratory tests indicate a white powdery substance found yesterday in the mailroom of Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist is ricin, a poison derived from the castor bean. Frist described it as terrorist activity. The incident happened the same day Frist and his Senate colleagues had differing responses to President Bush's announcement that he would create a commission to examine better ways to wage a war on terror. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
At a sidewalk news conference just before midnight last night, U.S. Capitol Police Chief Terrence Gaynor said a postal worker reported a white powdery substance in Majority Leader Frist's mailroom 8 hours earlier on the fourth floor of the Dirksen Senate office building.
Our hazardous device unit responded there and did see some powder. It is a large room used to handle mail. It was not clear what package or what letter this powder may have come from, but it was at least suspicious.
Gaynor said first field tests, then lab tests for ricin came out positive.
So we have had several confirmations that it is ricin. With that, then, we've undertaken the procedures of decontaminating the some 16 people who were on the floor at that time when the first positive came through.
Standing alongside Chief Gaynor was Majority Leader Frist, who sought to reassure but also to underscore the gravity of the incident.
Nobody's been hurt, and everybody is fine. There have been absolutely no injuries whatsoever. There's been a lot of speculation on what the ricin is. It is a agent, a poison, a toxin. This is criminal activity, and thus, as Chief Gaynor said, will be investigated as such.
Frist said in all likelihood the ricin was sent with intent to harm. That's what terror is all about, he said, and added it makes us all feel insecure. Two letters laden with anthrax spores were sent to other Senate offices 2 years ago. Those crimes remain unsolved. Earlier in the day, President Bush responded to growing calls for an outside probe into botched intelligence on Iraq by saying he was, quote, putting together an independent bipartisan commission. But he did not acknowledge that intelligence mistakes about Iraq had occurred, as his own chief inspector has said. Rather, the president simply said the probe would be to see what the facts are and what can be done better to fight the war against terror. Senate Democratic Leader Tom Daschle later commended the president for backing such a commission.
But it truly should be independent. It sounds as if the president is going to call for one where he gets to appoint each of the members and dictate the design and ultimately the circumstances under which they do their work.
West Virginia Democrat Jay Rockefeller, who's vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says the White House has not contacted him at all about the proposed commission.
And, of course, that doesn't surprise me because they're not going to be looking at all the issues. They're not going to be looking at potentially their own culpability and hyping intelligence. They're only going to be looking at pre-war intelligence. The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence is already doing that, and we're avoiding everything else because we can't get into anything else.
But the Republican chair of that Senate intelligence panel, Pat Roberts, insists the 9-member commission being set up by the president will not be repeating the work of his committee. That panel's been looking at how intelligence was produced, but not at how it was used by the White House. Instead, Roberts compared the president's concept to the commission that investigated the assassination of President John F. Kennedy 40 years ago.
I think his is more of a Warren Commission long term, taking a look at recommendations in reference to the problem of WMD and also the proliferation issue as opposed to pre-war intelligence.
There's clearly no big rush among Republicans to have a final report from such a commission soon. Arizona Senator John McCain was one of the first Republicans to call for an independent commission late last week, but he's also wary of election year pressures.
Yeah, you can't have these reports come out before the election. Yeah.
Why not?
It's just too much partisanship, and in the case of a commission to look at intelligence, there's simply not enough time.
McCain says the credibility of the president's commission depends a lot on which Democrats are appointed to serve on it. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.